Welcome back to the show. John Murphy, Donald Jones from our One Buffalo studio. Joined in studio by linebackers coach for the Bills, Bob Babich, getting set for his 16th year in the NFL, his second with the Bills, and getting set for a great honor. You are going to be the presenter for Brian Urlacher at the Pro Football Hall of Fame this August. Congratulations, coach.
Well, thank you very much. I'm so humbled by the offer that Brian gave me to present him at the NFL Hall of Fame ceremony, and taking it very seriously. He's such a good guy and was such a good player, but more so than that, he was a great person to be around. So very excited about it.
You've been in the league for a while. Do you have to make a speech, or do they shoot a video? How does this
work? You know what? I'm not sure. He just gave me the parameters. He didn't have much of the information as of yet, but I'm sure that here in the near future he'll give me all the details.
You're gonna go do some homework, watch some previous
people. Oh yeah, absolutely. This is Donald. This is a big deal. I want to make sure that I do a good job. Mm-hmm. And I already have some thoughts about him, obviously being around him for 9 years. I know what type of person he is and the things that he did. So, I have some thoughts, but I'm gonna make sure that I, take my time and do it the right way.
How hard is it for a coach? Now, for you and Brian, it's probably a lot easier. You've been around him for nine years. But in today's football, with guys moving around so much, how hard is it to build that type of relationship?
Well, it's not only the players. It's the coaches also. Right. Yeah. It is tough to build a relationship. But I think, you being an ex-player, I think that if the players know that you care about them as a person, mm-hmm. first and foremost, I think that the coaching comes along with it. And in the NFL, if you could help the guys get better to help the team, that's the best way to earn their respect.
Coach, who got to the Bears first, you or Brian Urlacher?
Brian Urlacher. I think I caught him in his fifth year, maybe. And then I think the year we left, I don't think he played after that.
So he came in at first-round pick in 2000, I believe, right?
Yes.
I came out of New Mexico. First-round pick, people knew who he was. But when you got there 5 years later, he was already a pretty big star and a pretty good performer, right?
Yeah, and the Chicago Bears, the face of the franchise – throughout the years has been the middle linebacker, and he fit it. Yep. So he was already the face of the franchise when I'd gotten there. So, I was just pleased to be part of the process.
Now, he seems like a guy who's pretty coachable, regardless of where he was in his career. But what's it like to coach these guys that are already superstars?
He was. I think that one of the things I like to pride myself on is, as a coach, it doesn't matter. Hey, my job is to make sure that you're doing things the way that we want them done, mm-hmm. and things that could help you get better, which in turn helps the team get better. And that was never a problem with him. And, usually the good players, they like to be coached. And they want to get better. And, he was never a problem.
He was NFL Defensive Player of the Year in 2005. Was that your first year?
That was my second year.
Second year?
Yeah, it was the second year. And
Was he like that year?
He's a playmaker. A big guy like that was a playmaker, and I think that that particular year, I don't know exactly what his stats were, but we went from, 4-12 to we made the playoffs that year, and he was a big reason why. So I think that had a big part to do with it.
Do you stand on the sideline or up in the booth when you were coaching him, and you're like, man, this dude is really good. Like, he's doing some crazy stuff out there.
it was fun. I at that time, Green Bay was a big rivalry mm-hmm. of ours, and mm-hmm. Brett Favre was quarterback, and those two guys on the field, along with Lance Briggs, Charles Tillman, Mike Brown, guys like that, it was fun. We had some really good players, Tommy Harris, and, it was fun to watch. A lot of times you coach those guys like, yes, that's a good job right there. That's a good job. You keep doing that right there.
Right. That might be the best kind of coaching I would think.
That's the best. Yeah, those are the guys that are fun to coach. I'm sure Donald was that way.
We're with Bob Babich, the Bills linebackers coach, is going to present Brian Urlacher at the Pro Football Hall of Fame this summer. What do you do with a player like that? You can do it on offense, I think, maybe easier, but can you tailor a defense to accentuate a player's strengths, a guy who's playing middle linebacker?
Well, I think it was the perfect storm. I think, Coach Lovie Smith coming in with the Tampa 2 system, which accentuated Brian's skill set, and, he took to it right away, and Lovie's system put him in position to make plays, and obviously he's a guy that has the ability to finish the plays, and that's what he did. I mean, you know, it was fun to watch him play and make the big time. He could sack the quarterback. He could defend a run. He could defend a pass. You know, we ran him down the middle of the field. Receivers would try to beat him down the middle of the field. He's 255 pounds, and you can't beat him.
I was going to say, in Tampa, too, that's the middle linebacker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was, be able to there was only a few times. After a while, you know, teams quit attacking the middle of the field because of his length and his speed and that type of stuff and his ball skills. He had a, you know, in college he returned punts. He had a unique ball skill set. Yeah, he played wide receiver too, I believe. Okay. You could check it. So he's a talented athlete.
Did there come a point when you were coaching Brian Urlacher and the Bears and you thought, this guy's going to the Hall of Fame?
Well, yeah. I mean, at some point, you know, throughout the years that I coached him, I was like, this guy's special. And he has a special place in the history of the NFL and the Chicago Bears in particular, being a middle linebacker. So being the face of the franchise for that many years, I felt like in my eyes he was, you know, a first ballot Hall of Famer. And fortunately, it worked out.
See, when you get to that point, it has to be hard as a coach because at this point, when you feel like this guy's a Hall of Famer, you're nitpicking at little things. I mean, how much better can I make you as a player?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, and he's a smart guy. He was a really smart guy. And our system, you know, was tailored to such that we had a small inventory and we ran the same thing every year. So we had to, as coaches, we had to make sure that we kept him, you know, had him kept his interest.
Yeah.
And that was always the fun part of it. And the good thing about, as a coach, coaching a guy like that, you got to be on top of your game. And I feel like it really helped me. He was a guy that helped the players around him get better. And to me, he also helped me as a coach get better. So, you know, for that, you know, I have an awful lot of respect and I'm very thankful.
Early in your tenure there, there's one game I got to ask you about, and I read about this earlier in the day. Game against Arizona, 19. The Bears down by 20, 19 tackles, forced a fumble return for a touchdown. Devin Hester said, we watched the film and everybody was saying he just turned into the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, that was the game, you know, where Coach said the Bears are who we thought they are.
Yeah, and right. That scored, was Monday Night Football.
I think we scored 3 points on offense and we won 24-22 or something. Two TDs on defense, and I think Devin had a return for a touchdown.
Yeah.
And he did. He had an unbelievable game, and the strip that he had at the end of the game that Charles Tillman picked up and ran for a touchdown was, you know, just is who he is, and, you know, we always counted on him to make plays when it counted. It
must feel great, I would think, gratifying, when you got a great player like that who you haven't coached now. He's been out of the league 5 years. Mm-hmm. And to be able to relive that now and to know that you played a role in him going getting the highest honor in the game.
Well, I don't know what role I played. I think I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
and it is. It's very humbling. I mean, you know, I'm a guy that I enjoy coaching ball. These are things that I don't look for. And for him to pick me was honestly a surprise. But, you know, I'm honored by it, humbled by it. And it's a neat deal to relive those times. Those were some good times.
You tell him, look, just go buy me a gold jacket somewhere else. Just so I can have my own, like, fake gold jacket since I'm presenting.
Yeah. I don't think my talent level will ever reach that gold jacket status or my coaching level. But it was fun. And, you know, once again, the thing that was best about Brian was he was a team player. His leadership was outstanding. I mean, the guys, he was the face of the team, and he led the team. And, it was really cool to be around.
Coach, we saw you on the field at the Combine a month or two ago working with linebackers. Any potential Hall of Famers in the incoming group?
Well,
of linebackers?
I always think it takes a couple years to find out exactly how good the guys were. But there definitely are some outstanding guys, and I've done that in the past. And, you know, when you get down there, you see these young guys that are just talented, and, you know, you think about, hey, where are they going to be in a couple years? And somebody in that group is going to be the face of some franchise and be an all-pro player and a pro bowler and that type of stuff. So it's really fun to watch them grow.
When you're running those drills, and last question for me, when you're running those drills on the field, and for any coach running drills, not just linebackers, what exactly are you looking for?
Well, you know, the the thing that you have that is an advantage for you being on the field is you see how they react to things. If something goes wrong, they do a drill the wrong way or something. How do they handle it? You know, are they cool and they just go out and it doesn't affect them, or do they get flustered? Or, and, you know, and you see what kind of demeanor, who the leaders are, believe it or not, you would think that they're all alpha dogs, you know.
Yeah.
And that, but there are guys within the group that show that they have leadership skills above and beyond the others. So, you know, those are the things that you could get by being on the field.
And the times you've done it, that's got to help in the draft room, right, when you're making decisions, talking about players. Yeah, hey, I was on the field with this guy.
Yeah, being on the field with those guys and being around them for that little bit of time. But, you know, me personally, I'm still a big advocate of the tape.
Sure.
You know, and that type of stuff. But every little nugget that you could get before the draft is something that, you know, helps you make a rational decision.
Great. Hey, Coach, congratulations. It's a great honor for you, I'm sure, and we appreciate you coming in here to talk to us about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.